Gabby, before we go, I just want to touch on a story. It was a related matter raised, I think, at Leaders' Questions yesterday, but the report launched by the Ombudsman for Children based on a survey of parents who had been whose children had been accessing the child and adolescent mental health services. It was fairly distressing for the family's concerns, and I should say that if anyone is affected by anything we discuss here, you can go to the rte.ie/helplines, and we'll read out another couple of helpline numbers at the end. But the findings of it spoke of very stressed and distressed parents.
Yeah, so this is a report which was launched by the at the Ombudsman for Children's office in Dublin this afternoon, and basically some of the main findings were that some young people are not being seen by CAM until they have either self-harming or have attempted to take their own lives. There's many children who struggle to access services because they are autistic. You know, in total, I think there was over 700 people who responded to the survey. There's 9 in 10 parents who took part in the survey. They're saying that their child's mental health deteriorated while they were waiting to be seen by CAMHS. One parent describing that their son was not seen by CAMHS, quote, until he actually self-harmed and attempted suicide. And another parent laying out their own experience, saying CAMHS only saw their daughter after she ended up in the emergency department, and they took her case because we ended up in A&E in a complete crisis. Interestingly, there were 7 in 10 parents in the survey also saying that the fact that their child was autistic, it negatively impacted their access to CAMHS or their mental health supports that were offered to them. 40% of parents saying their autistic child ended up in the emergency department while on the waiting list for CAMHS. And the report actually says the door to CAMHS only opens when a child's health reaches a critical / emergency point. And this conversation has been unfortunately ongoing for quite a while. We've been hearing about CAMHS services, how long it takes for children to be seen. But the report starkly reveals how especially autistic children who have mental health problems are basically being pushed from pillar to post with no respite in between.
Gareth Hearn, that seems to be a prima facie breach of the Equal Status Act, that people are effectively being, their services are being decided on, they are being excluded from services on the basis that they have a disability.
Yeah, well, I suppose reading the report, it is very distressing, and I think as public reps, we all have experiences of people coming into our offices who have these difficulties and who need support. In fairness to Minister Butler, she's put an awful lot of emphasis on prioritising CAMHS and prioritising services. The waiting list has reduced in the last year significantly. In terms of percentages, 91% of people do get seen within 12 months. If there's urgent cases, 95% of people get seen within 7.
But what's urgent cases? You're talking about people crossing the threshold of self-harm.
Yeah, so the example given, self-harm, suicidal ideation, they're all seen within 95% are seen within 72 hours. So, you know, urgent cases are clearly prioritised.
But people go to CAMHS long before that. Like, and they find in the findings of this survey that they're being shunted from CAMHS
because it's children
community
with autism,
disability network teams.
Because it's children with autism, CAMHS just deals with mental health services. Children with autism need further services on top of that. And HSE primary care play a role in that. So, look, but it's not perfect, obviously, and it needs to be improved.
Yeah. All right. Violet Ann Wynne, sorry, you want to come in on that?
Yeah, no, I do. I think it was just really upsetting, I suppose, to hear all of the findings from their survey. I mean, I am a parent of a child with autism myself, and, you know, I don't accept what's just been said there. If there's a mental health issue there, if there's, you know, risk of suicide or risk of self-harm there, that has to be priority. You know, I've heard that it can be 80 days, right up to 209 days before the child has been, you know, able to receive the necessary supports or services when they have already demonstrated that there is a major risk of suicide. I mean, that's just unreal. I can't understand, I suppose, how we're here when we know that there has been massive issues with CAMHS for the last number of years, even locally in County Clare. But I suppose the main thing and main takeaway from the survey is that the user experience, the child's experience and their outcomes is not an an emphasis. It's not a priority whatsoever. I mean, they can talk about how much has been invested, definitely not enough over the last number of years. But, I mean, children with autism are 28 times more likely to die by suicide. I mean, that is stark. But not just, I suppose, children with autism. There's the children with intellectual disabilities that have absolutely no service whatsoever. I mean, these are our most vulnerable cohort of our communities, and they are just being let down severely. And these parents, you know, they're on their own trying to manage these situations, and to hear that they're being told to put sharp objects away and to, you know, close doors, lock doors or whatever, and to just hope for the best, I mean, is absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, there's other points as well. There's difficulties at every stage for the child through the referral process, and 70% are discharged before they're even ready. I mean, that's an absolute failure. There's nothing else to really say. They're a complete failure for our children with disabilities. Right. And there's a wider conversation there about how, you know, successive governments have treated people with disabilities. I always make the point that there's an awful lot of hurt there, that there's so much ground that needs to be made up.
Okay, Violet Ann Wynn, we'll give the last word to you tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.